A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 37 through 47. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words he bore witness, and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. After the ascension, the work of the church began in earnest. The apostles had chosen a successor for Judas. The Holy Spirit was manifest at Pentecost. Peter preached along with the other apostles, and this New Testament church was growing. St. Luke is clear. The church was growing through preaching, baptism, the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and the prayers. And we would like to sit here today and say, well, they sound pretty Lutheran. This is basic word and sacrament ministry kind of stuff. We should be pretty good about following this example of what the church is and what the church does. But the members at the congregations that we attend, and even we as parents, pastors, and teachers would be a little bit concerned about the lack of potlucks and donuts and coffee. The parish officers would be confounded because there's no financial reports or stewardship drives that are mentioned here in Acts 2. The elders would be at a loss because there are no inactive members to visit and survey. And the denominational leadership? Well, they would be looking for jobs because there was no denominational leadership. And after these readings from this portion of Acts chapter 2, it begs the question, is the church today the same as the church after the days of Pentecost? Of course, the correct answer comes from Ephesians 4, that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, and therefore there is one church, and it's the same one. But for you, do you act like that? Do you act like you believe that that's true? When the Council of Presidents meets, when the Board of Directors is in town, when the National or International Mission Board is here, when your supervisor comes and invites you to have a word, when your parents ask you about if you've done those chores that they asked you to do or not, when your husband or your wife begins to have a conversation with you, does your mind immediately go to that one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all? Do we ask, how does this serve the proclamation of the gospel and the administration and the reception of his sacraments? Do you think, because I am baptized, this is a wonderful opportunity to live as the Christian that God has made me? When you think about it, do you say, God's word has shaped and formed me for this moment? Do you think, I have received Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of my sins, for the strengthening of my faith, and so that I would be filled with Christ as I continue to serve him. If you're like any other sinner, the answer is, not usually. Power, politics, prestige, and pride come into play. And you know what? We may as well call this idolatry, because that is exactly what it is. You put your concerns before the calling and the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ. You dedicate yourself to saving face, to looking good in front of others, to looking busy, to making others happy, and self-preservation. Now, you wouldn't ever say it that way, because that sounds, well, kind of crude and crass. But that is the sin in your life making itself known. So you labor, telling yourself that your pious busyness is God-pleasing. Will you satisfy your sinful flesh without thinking about it and without realizing it? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, your risen and ascended Lord knows your idolatry. He knows your sin and your sinfulness, and he calls you to repent. He doesn't want your tears or your self-flagellation. Instead, he simply wants you to, as Peter said, believe and be baptized. He simply wants you to devote yourself to the fellowship of the saints into whom he has come. The apostolic teaching, the breaking of the bread and the prayers, these are the very places where your Lord comes to you, calling you away from your idolatry, away from your selfishness, and into his selflessness, because he is the one who suffered and died upon the cross to place himself into those very means of grace. He is the one who comes to you and delivers his cross to you. And that cross given you in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in the preaching of the word, and in the reading of the word, comes to you to cover your idolatry, your pride, your self-importance, your doubts, and your faithlessness. It washes away all of that sin, the original sin and the sins that you have done that cling so closely to you, so that Jesus, your Lord, makes you his own and continues to forgive your sin. You have been indeed cut to the heart by God's law and, thanks be to God, healed by his powerful gospel. Go in peace. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is indeed. Alleluia.